Kalamazoo. She says it slowly, rolls it on her tongue, over the pebbles in feeder creeks, the A's flat as Midwestern prairies, the Z buzzing in wild lupins, that single L bobbing back and forth between the A's, meadowlark on a grass stem, the final oo waist deep in that long grass, glad at having tricked your lips into a kiss.
There must be something in the water that attracts so many writers and poets to Kalamazoo. Local poet Susan Blackwell Ramsey has written a lot of poems about our little corner of the mitten. She says, asking why there are so many poets in Kalamazoo is like asking, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
I think the fact that we have so many poets is one of the reasons we have so many poets. You can always find someone to work with. You can find a large enough group of people who have some things in common with you, but enough things different from you to keep it interesting.
The first ever Kalamazoo Poetry Festival this weekend will feature about 20 local poets representing about 15 different local arts and cultural organizations. Ramsey says, if you want to go to a poetry festival of this size, you usually have to make a trip to Washington or New Jersey. There aren't that many big poetry festivals, and until now, Ramsey says, none of them were in the Midwest.
When I worked at the Athena Bookshop, our joke was that you can't throw a brick in this town without hitting a poet, and some days it's tempting. And that's why this festival is different from any other poetry festival I've heard of. This one is to celebrate the local poets, and the two big bug poets from out of town are being brought in as a treat for the locals, as a reward for the locals.
The two guest poets, Ilya Kaminsky and Aricela Skirme, will read Saturday night at the Kalamazoo Institute of Arts. Ramsey helped bring Guirme to the festival.
I tend to shy away from political poetry, and she makes her poems so beautiful. They sound so wonderful. They're so focused on individual people that before you realize it, you're through the poem and she's broken your heart and you didn't have a chance to escape. You didn't see it coming. I'm also looking forward to hearing Ilya Kaminsky, who's 6'4", largely deaf since birth, Russian, who always gives people copies of his poems in advance and reads in the high Russian declamatory manner. And everyone has stories about them, and they always end, and everyone loves him. So Saturday night ought to be a treat.
George Martin, who spearheaded the Poetry Fest, isn't a poet himself. But he realized that the Kalamazoo poetry scene needed something bigger than a few scattered readings. Poetry groups weren't talking to each other, and some talent wasn't being recognized.
It also seemed that a lot of the poets who weren't so well known were not aware of the ones who had been doing it for some time, and that there are a lot of poets out there that none of us know about, that a lot of people are writing poetry, that it's really a community enterprise. It's not just something that people in the academy do. It's something that everybody does.
Martin says, like many people, he struggles with some poetry. He says he doesn't think in metaphors, and he doesn't always get the literary and historical references. But with so many poets reading in all different styles, you're bound to find something up your alley. And who knows? Ramsey says you might be inspired to scribble something down yourself.
Oh, I think everybody better come with a piece of paper in their back pocket and a pen. In a pinch, you can always write on your hand.
The first Kalamazoo Poetry Festival kicks off today at 5 at the Kalamazoo Public Library. April is also National Poetry Month.